You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to episode 41. I know, episode 41. And today we're talking about how to start over. Yes, that is huge. How to start over. Whether you've ever been through a divorce, a breakup, the death of a loved one, the loss of a loved one, or some natural disaster, whether it's a hurricane, tornado, flood, earthquake, whatever it may be, a loss of a job, bankruptcy, you name it. Life happens. And when life happens, it's what you do with what's happening that makes all the difference in the world. Because we can't control certain things, certain conditions in our lives, but what we can do is we can start where we are when that happens. Now, what prompted this discussion today in this podcast was on Saturday mornings, I host a show called Speak Up Saturday, and I do it on Facebook Live at 11:11 a.m. Central Time. So I would love to have you come over to my Dr. Shannon page and check that out. It's a live program, and you can call in. So it's like an old-fashioned call-in show. I used to have a live radio program where people called in, and it was always so wonderful because you never know the questions you're going to get. But this morning, I had a couple great questions, and one in particular is what really inspired this podcast today. Because this woman asked me, she said, what do you do when all of a sudden everything in your life is unfamiliar? Like you have all these major changes, nothing feels familiar. Like, how do you come back from that? Like, what do you do? How do you kind of reset your life? And what I told her is what I'm going to tell you. When you are surrounded by unfamiliar, it means that there's basically a lot of unknowns, right? And that feels very scary. It can feel very like you're just kind of freaking out and you don't know what to do. You feel out of control. The best thing to do is to start with what you know. Start with what you know. And I'm not talking about the kind of knowing that even though it's familiar, it wasn't working. Or even though it's familiar, there's really not peace or power in that. I'm talking about that kind of knowing that you feel so strong, you feel so certain, and you feel so powerful in that truth. Whatever that is for you, start there. I remember going through a time in my life where it was like everything was turbulent, nothing seemed steady or stable, and it was like my life was turning upside down. It was just before a divorce, and it was like it was really a tough time. And I remember not knowing what to do, and I cried out to God, like I so many times cried out to God, but this time was different. It's like I knelt down, I was in tears, and I just said, Lord, like what to do? Like what next? Now what? And all I heard in my heart was, give thanks, you know, be grateful. And so I focused on one thing that I could be grateful for. And let me tell you, everything began to shift in my life. So I decided to focus on the one thing that I did know for sure. I had this one thing in my life that I could give thanks for, and that is where I put all of my attention. And as I continued to increase my level of gratitude for that one thing, even though all the rest of it, I was not grateful for what was happening whatsoever. I did not have a good attitude about it. It was a tough time. I didn't feel comfortable with it. But I did know that I know that I know that in this one area, I was grateful. And so I put all of my attention there. And let me tell you, my life began to shift. So what to do and how to start over starts with you starting with what you do know. Now, I don't care how horrible things can be, and I'm going to speak from my own life. In the most horrific, horrible times, I have been able to find at least one thing, and usually more than one thing, but at least one thing that I could say, I know that I know that I know this to be true, and I'm going to give thanks for that, and I'm putting my attention there. Kind of like when my parents were killed in the car accident. I knew, first of all, it was the most horrible thing I've ever experienced in my life, and I knew that my life would never be the same. And I made a decision that I was going to not try to keep it the same. I made a decision that I was going to be present to what was. I was going to feel the pain that I was feeling. I was going to feel it, not feed it. And for those of you that have heard me kind of share that story, at about around 8 weeks into the process of grieving, I woke up one morning. I was like, yep, it's going to be a grieving day. And I thought about calling in and saying, hey, I'm not coming to the office. I'm grieving today. It was a horrible, horrible day. And I started crying, and I planned to stay in bed all day. That's how I was feeling. And all of a sudden in my heart, I heard my dad's voice. And my dad said, honey, grief is good. Feel it. Don't feed it. He said, because if you feed it, it's going to be no different than feeding the stray cats on the farm. As long as you continue to feed it, they're going to keep coming back. As long as you feed it, it will stick around. So in that moment, I made a shift and I decided I would feel but not feed. So in the process of dealing with the biggest change that, you know, it's lifelong, it'll never be the same, I made the decision that I would be present to what was, and that I wouldn't try to make it the same, and that I would try to, not even try, that I'm committed to receiving the difference, be open to seeing things, and living in a way I've never lived before. Now, I know that's huge, and it can sound, especially if you're in the grieving process right now, like that is easier said than done. Well, let me tell you, it's actually harder to do it the other way. The longer we resist change, the more we stay in that place of unfamiliar, of pain, of suffering needlessly. So if you are needing to start over, start with what you know. And number two, take an inventory of what you know. You know, take an inventory of what you desire. Take an inventory of what you believe. Take an inventory of really what you know in that moment. When you begin to take an inventory, you can start to see, all right, this is where I'm at right now. And yes, my life has been turned upside down and nothing feels comfortable right now. But what would I desire in this, you know, moving forward? What would I desire? Because if you're wanting to start over, you have to start. You have to start with what you have in that moment. And realize it, when you start with what you know and you take an inventory of all that you know, then you can begin to see, all right, these are the pieces I have to work with. And then number three, take an inventory of your resources. That is huge. I have done that on several occasions in my life where I sat down and I said, okay, I don't necessarily like what's going on, but this is what I do know. This is what I do desire. And this is what I have to work with. And I literally sit down, and I've done this so many times, like not so many times. So I probably have done it about four times where I've had to sit down and really take an inventory of my resources. And I'm talking about the people in your life, you know, the relationships that you have, your tangible resources. You know, like literally, I remember one time, like my computer, I'm like, I have my computer. If I have my computer, I'm in business. You know, I have a cell phone, I'm in business. I have my hands, I'm in business. Hey, I have life flowing through me. Okay, that's good. I'm in business. You know what I'm saying? And I went through the list and I looked at every single resource, both tangible and intangible, that I found and called valuable. I wrote it all down. And then I began to see like, hey, you know what? This isn't so bad. I've got something here to work with. And when you begin to see that you have something here to work with, now you can start to formulate a plan for yourself. And as you do that, you can say, all right, this is what I have to be, or this is what I have available to me, and then begin to tap into those resources, especially with gratitude and appreciation. When all of a sudden you can see that, you know, yes, there's been loss, but there's still life here. I'm still here. You're still here. What are we going to do now? I'm telling you, my dear, that is how you start to start over. And then also realizing that just because you're starting over doesn't necessarily mean that you're starting at square one. Because yes, you may be starting over, but you're starting over with knowledge and wisdom that you didn't have before. You're starting over with new perspective, with new power, even though you may feel powerless, but you're starting with an opportunity right now to see things differently and to actually be able to build it differently this time. Because if you don't take a look at your beliefs, your desires, and, you know, your trust and your truth and what, you know, who are you going to trust in? Are you going to be trustworthy to create what you desire? Are you going to trust the trustworthy ones? Are you going to trust the process of life? Are you going to trust God? You see what I'm saying? You go through that whole list and then you start to see that, you know what? In order to create something new, it's going to take some new beliefs. It's going to take some new desires. It's going to take some maybe different and new resources. It's going to take a new perspective. It's going to take a new level of trust. But let me tell you, when you begin there and you start, you can build something so much bigger. And more is not always more. You've heard me say this. Sometimes less is more. So bigger doesn't necessarily have to mean bigger in size, but I'm talking something so much more significant to you in that moment. It's called restoration, my dear. It's not simply trying to recover that which you've lost and going back to square one and trying to build it over again, but it's actually saying, you know what? I am actually going to build something that's even more fantastic, more incredible, deeper, wiser, more sustainable, with greater longevity, with legacy than you've ever built before. You know, one of the things I told this woman who called in, I said, you know, have you been praying for something, you know, different in your life? And she's like, of course, yes, I have. And I said, isn't it interesting? And this is human nature. We cry out to God. We want something different. We want something different. We want something different. And then when different shows up, we freak out and we think, you know, why has God left me? Because all of a sudden, everything I knew to be true all of a sudden isn't true anymore. Well, maybe it's different because we've been praying for something different. But the question is, when something different shows up, are you going to do something different this time? To actually build what you desire instead of creating the same thing over and over and over again. So today's sacred soul step is this. Take a look at your life, okay? Take a look at your life and identify if there's an area that you feel like either you are starting over or that you would desire to start over. And grab your sacred soul date journal, your daily action to engage with yourself, and simply start by writing out an inventory of your beliefs, your desires, your truth, and what and in whom do you trust, and your resources, my dear. Begin to take an inventory of these resources that are available to you. And as you write these things down, then go ahead and choose a couple of those resources and say, hey, this is where I'm going to start today. And the biggest key in starting over is starting and realizing that you don't have to start over because you're not starting over at square one. You're simply at a different level. It's like going to, you know, the next grade level. It feels like you're starting over, but quite honestly, you're starting at a different level. So I would love to hear from you. I would like to know what happens for you. And again, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you so very much. And like I said, come on over to my Facebook, Dr. Shannon Page. I would love to see you there. Every single day, I do a live Facebook video at 11:11 Central. And like I said, on Saturdays, I do a little call-in show. So it's called Speak Up Saturday. You can call in, ask a question. Or if you would like me to ask a question, call in. I'll ask you a question. Because honestly, a lot of times we're getting answers in our lives, and the reason why we're getting the answers that we wouldn't desire is because we have been asking the same questions over and over. If you'd like a different answer, you got to be willing to ask a different question. I can help you do that. So I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life. and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.